In late July, President Obama signed the Workforce Opportunity and Innovation Act. The bill is designed to get people with disabilities working in commercial businesses and get them out of service provider-owned companies known as sheltered workshops. State officials here in Wyoming are on board with these changes. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, some providers say closing sheltered workshops will leave people with disabilities with few options.
On a sticky hot afternoon at the NowCap Computer Recycling Center in Casper, men sitting at rows of workstations are taking computers apart piece by piece. Clay Carr is working on an old Dell laptop.
My goal is to take the screws out of here and get this out of here and take all the parts apart.
Carr is 51. He likes working here, but it's only been a month and he's still learning the ropes.
Said I'm still a greenhorn.
But this recycling center isn't an ordinary business. Carr has a learning disability, and everyone else working here also lives with a disability. And NowCap isn't just their employer, it's also their daily service provider, which means it's allowed to pay them less than the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. This is what's known as a sheltered workshop, but it may not be around much longer.
We're looking at roughly 100 individuals with disabilities losing their jobs.
That's J.D. Wolf, NowCap's assistant director. NowCap and other disability service providers are mainly funded through Medicaid payments. Now, Wyoming says it won't pay to keep the Computer Recycling Center or at least eight other sheltered workshops in the state open. Instead, providers need to help their clients get commercial jobs at places like fast food restaurants or department stores. But Wolf says the state isn't providing enough funds.
One-to-one job coaching is pretty darn expensive. They're just simply not putting their money where their mouth is to make this happen.
Wolf says the biggest problem is that no matter how much job coaching they get, many people with disabilities will just never be ready for a real job.
Employers in the community do not employ people at certain disability levels. Whether we like to hear that language or not, and whether that's part of the grand vision or not, that's the reality that we live in.
If you're paying somebody 25 cents an hour to clean campgrounds, there's probably something they could do in the community for a real wage.
Caleb Taylor works for the Wyoming Governor's Council on Developmental Disabilities. He says sheltered workshops were always meant to be a temporary position on the way to a commercial job, but
that hasn't been happening. Those people go into the sheltered workshops and then stay there for years and years and years.
And while the rest of the country has moved away from sheltered workshops in the last few years, they've gotten more popular in Wyoming. In 2004, 25% of people with disabilities in the Cowboy State held commercial jobs. By 2011, that had fallen to 17%. Taylor says that now, Wyoming needs to catch up.
It's a universal human aspiration to want to contribute to our communities and society in some way. And people with disabilities are no different. They want to be a part of the community.
Lunchtime at Pizza Hut in Casper is pretty busy. But for Michael Sterrett, it's just another day at work. Unlike the workers at NowCap, Sterrett is expected to do just as much as any other Pizza Hut employee.
I assemble boxes and I assemble ready bags and I portion out chicken wings and chicken drumsticks.
Sterrett has worked at Pizza Hut for almost 12 years. He's also blind and has Asperger's syndrome. He says it can be hard sometimes, like when computer passwords change or inventory gets moved around. But his job, it's really important to him.
I think it's good for now, mixing with a bunch of different kind of people. Another thing I like is being busy. I like the accomplishment and being part of the team.
Chris Workman is Sterrett's manager.
You can't determine somebody's worth ethic just because they have a disability, I guess. It's really amazing to see a lot of stuff that he does, being that he's blind. It's just pretty neat.
Tina Connolly is the executive director of iReach 2, the disability service provider that helped Sterrett get hired at Pizza Hut. She supports the push for jobs like Sterrett's, but she says there needs to be a wide variety of options.
Because not everybody's a good fit, and it should be about having options available, just like you and I have options about where we work.
It's a little bit of a trick to it.
Back at NowCap's Computer Recycling Center, Clay Carr says he doesn't want to have to find a job in town.
My view is I like doing what I'm doing now. I'm kind of feel secure here at this job.
But whether he likes it or not, change is coming. The state's new funding plan should be fully in place by next summer. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.